Okay, who put this metal fold-up chair here? You know there weren't no metal fold-up chairs in the Old West.
Well, Bob, you just said to put out the fold-up chairs. That's...
No, Jim. I said breakaway. Breakaway chairs.
Breakaway
Shoot, chairs. Last time we did the barroom scene, we used regular chairs, and half of us practically got killed. I still have a bump half the size of a grapefruit here on my head.
Excuse me. Bob McKnight?
Yep, you're talking to him. I'm Bob McKnight, president and acting treasurer of the Tumbleweed Roundup Reenactment Society of Greater Laramie. At your service.
I'm Mac Brown. I call.
Yeah, right. Hey, Jim, this is the Easterner I was telling you about.
It looked like an Easterner to me.
Actually, I'm from Minnesota.
Well, we all got our crosses to bear. Well,
look, I really want to thank you for inviting me out to this year's reenactment.
No problemo, buddy. It was always good to meet a man who loves the tumbleweeds as much as we do.
So how does it work? What are you reenacting?
We're going to do the barroom scene from The Western Hills Aglow this year. Now, last year we did the barroom scene from Smoke and Mirrors, and the year before we did the barroom scene from Into the Big Sky.
Yeah. We like doing the barroom scenes because we get to drink and shoot up the place. We don't get a chance to do that very often.
Well, how accurate do you try to be to the movies? I mean, since they no longer exist.
Oh, extremely accurate, right down to the shot glass they used in the spittoon in the corner.
Yeah. We do it all from memory. Yeah, I saw Western Hills Aglow 12 times when I was a kid.
Well, how do you decide who's going to play who?
Seniority.
I'm going to play Clem.
Yeah, that's right. Jim's going to play Clem. I'll be playing the Major. Joe over there will be Weeby. Barney will be playing the Injun, and my wife will take the part of Darla.
Now, wait a minute, Bob. My mother's going to play Darla.
That's horse hockey, Jim. Your mother's 85 years old. She can't possibly play the lovely Darla.
Well, your wife played her last time and the time before that.
Well, Jim, how about if your mother plays the saloon mistress of Easy Virtue? How'd that be?
Sounds like more of a part for your wife.
What'd you say, Jim?
I said, take back what you said about my mom.
And what if I don't? Ouch! That hurt! Okay, Jim, that does it. Let the reenactment begin, boys.